This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget as well, Klaus Financial office telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget later in the program, we'll have our Klaus quiz question of the week. You're going to want to hold on to that number for that as well. Joining us this week, start talking with Malia, and also in studio now is CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Great to have both of you on. And joining us now also is Mike, called in with a question. Mike, welcome to the program. You are on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Here's my question. I'm in my 60s, and I can't see the reason to have any bonds at all in my portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
All my stocks, though, my stocks are divided 10 ways with different asset classes. In other words, I have large cap value, large cap, small cap, small, you know, that kind of thing, international. Sure. So very diversified equities, but for the life of me, I can't see any justification in having any bonds because of the diversification of my stocks and the risk of the bond. Just wondering what you might think.
Yeah, great point, Mike. So for those who are listening who aren't quite understanding the context of what Mike is saying, what he's really getting at the heart of here is that bonds, we had basically a 35-year bull run on bonds because as interest rates decline, bond values go up. So we've had a really great run in bonds, but now since the election time frame, actually post-election, quick little fun fact for everybody, the 10-year yield on the U.S. Treasury went up by over 1%, which was a monumental increase. And so when that happens, rising interest rates can be a poison pill to existing bonds, not necessarily new bonds, because again, if rates rise, then you buy a new bond, and then that new bond is issuing higher coupon payments. But as they continue to rise, it ends up hurting your net asset value. So, Mike, to your point, it's a tricky space to play in, and I hear you. I guess what I'd say, though, is, you know, stocks, by very nature of owning part of a company, have significantly more volatility and downside risk than a bond ever would. So bonds are less about the, you know, the pop on the upside that they're going to provide, and they're more about the protection on the downside. So some people will say, well, I need to buy more bond-like investments, whether that be something with a coupon payment or higher dividend-paying stocks or something like that. So what's appropriate for you, Mike? I can't say, right? That's the difficulty whenever we're on the show is I can't specifically say whether you should or shouldn't, but be cautious around this notion of stocks is the only thing because, again, bonds aren't just about return. They're also about protection.
And, of course, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. If you have questions for C.J. or Malia, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online as well, klossfinancial.com, or call the office at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Started off today's program talking a little bit about, with our Did You Knows, some of the ages. And Malia, we started out talking a little bit with you, and it might be beneficial for some people as things start to kind of break up there, maybe just kind of go back over some of those ages we started out at. We'll start with age 55 and talk about what's important about that age.
Right. So we were talking about this seldom known provision amongst 401ks called separation from service after the age of 55. So if you happen to be 55 or older and you do leave service from whatever company you're with, and you understand already that you are not able to take retirement assets as income before the age of 59 and a half without a penalty. But when you have this provision provided for you, that's the little known item, is that you can actually draw out of that previous 401k with no penalty. You'll still have to pay taxes. We can't get rid of the taxes, but it's just something good to know because that might be the money that you need to pull out while you're trying to find the next job. So just be very careful about immediately rolling that old 401k out because that actually might help you along the way without any penalties. Another age we want to highlight for people is 59 and a half. And we just want to mention that most, not all, but most corporate retirement plans do allow their active participants to roll over monies from that into their own IRA. while they're still working. So in other words, you're not closing your 401k or 403b. That still continues to exist. You still continue adding to it. But the great thing is that if you choose to do this, now you could roll it into your own IRA, perhaps have a lot more choices, more direction towards your own financial futures. So those are two ages to keep in mind when you're planning for your own retirement.
What happens then when you get to age 70 and beyond?
Yeah, every age matters, believe it or not. There is a benefit in aging, folks. At age 70, you've heard us talk about this, but basically you start entering what we call the required minimum distribution area, where effectively if you are at age 70 and a half, the weird thing is you can no longer contribute to a pre-tax traditional IRA. Let me repeat that. Once you're over 70 and a half, you can no longer contribute to a pre-tax traditional IRA, even if you have earned income. And some people go, well, why is that? Well, it's because why would the IRS both require you to make minimum distributions while allowing you to add more? Now, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth because for some reason, ERISA, which stands for Employee Retirement Income Securities Act, they haven't caught up to this provision. So if you're still working inside of a company with a 401k plan and you're still an active participant in their 401k, believe it or not, when you turn 70 and a half, you do not have required distributions and you can continue to add to that account, that pre-tax Ooh. Account. But again, the difference is 401k, right? ERISA-based corporate retirement plan versus IRA. And by the way, don't call me up asking me why those two things are different. This is the weird thing with the government. There's a lot of inconsistencies. But another thing is you can continue to contribute to a Roth IRA after the age of 70 and a half, again, as long as you have earned income.
Let's talk about those three letters, RMDs.
Yeah, required minimum distribution. So at 70 and a half, if you are not participating in your old company 401k plan, right? So if you've left employment, you left your money at the 401k plan, you have pre-tax money in that 401k, at 70 and a half, you have to start making minimum distributions. It starts at about 3.5% per year, by the way, and then it goes up from there as you age. Same thing with your pre-tax traditional IRA. And that could be a rollover from an old 401k plan. It could be anything. But if you have a traditional IRA and you're reaching the age of 70 and a half, then you will have that required minimum distribution that has to come out every year thereafter.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We've got Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or again, call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Let's talk Social Security and some of the basics there. It would seem like, before I knew you guys, my assumption was, Social Security's got to be easy. You hit a certain age and everything's good. There's a lot of things you need to know about it. There's a lot of ins and outs with Social Security. Let's talk a little bit about some of those basics.
Well, and what's interesting, Sean, is that, and we've said this before on the show, that the subject doesn't become really that interesting until you're starting to approach these ages.
Yes.
And suddenly you're like, wait a second, that's money I've been putting away for many, many years, and I better start listening to when I can start collecting it and what that really is going to mean to me. So the first age everyone should be familiar with, as of today at least, is age 62. And 62 is the first time that providing that you have paid into Social Security, that you are able to start drawing a benefit. Now, it's not the highest benefit you could possibly draw. Each of us has a full retirement age. Generally speaking, that's going to fall somewhere between 66 and 67 right now. Full retirement age would be the maximum benefit you could draw for your full retirement age. But if you hold on and you don't really need the money because you're working and making over the amount where you'd get dinged, basically, if you can hold on till age 70, every year that you hang on beyond your full retirement age, your benefit is increasing by 8%. So CGNIs constantly talk about this. This is free money, folks. So if you don't need your income to draw off from Social Security, or if you're making more than $16,920, which is the limit right now, there may be reasons for you just to hold off. So that's, again, we can't tell every person, a general statement saying everybody should start collecting at 62 or 66 or hold on. It depends on your particular situation. But you want to be very, very careful and look at what pertains to you in particular for your income stream.
So I just met with somebody yesterday and we were talking through this, and if they're listening, they'll probably be laughing because they'll recognize the story at least. But they're approaching 62, they're about 60, and I was saying this to them. I was saying, hey, you know, and they, by the way, they will be retired, so the whole income issue between 62 and full retirement age is not a problem for them. So I was saying to them, however, you know, between pensions and the good job of saving that they've done with their investments, I didn't think they needed to pull Social Security at 62. And I said, hey, there could be a benefit in waiting because of the guaranteed delayed retirement credit growth that happens. And it was really interesting because, you know, I tend to know this very well and kind of push people in a direction that I think is right. And the gentleman said to me, yeah, but I just want to use the money and enjoy my life while I'm young and healthy enough to. And I kind of go, it was a testimony to me again around how you can't formulaically say anything to anybody, right? It really is a personal decision. And I really, you know, I encouraged him. I said, you know what? You're right. If that's what matters to you and you're concerned about maybe not living long enough to get the benefit out of waiting. And so it's a really great conversation. But I just remind all of you, if I know all of what I know about Social Security and I can't formulaically say anything, then trust me, neither can you or any one of your friends.
CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, I'd love to answer it for you right now. Numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk real quick about if you're going to be working into retirement, you're working at age 62, what are some of the things you got to be aware of there?
Yeah, I just touched upon this. So again, if you have other income sources, that's something to keep in mind. If you are collecting prior to your full retirement age, which I said is going to be probably between 66 and 67 for most people, if you start collecting at 62, 63, et cetera, in that time frame before your full retirement age, there are limitations. What it means is that if you are earning more than what I just told everyone, $16,920 in 2017, every dollar you earn over that amount, for every $2 over, you're going to get dinged $1 reduced Social Security benefit. So it's really important to understand those amounts because it could be, you know, kind of knocking the wind out of you when you find out that suddenly your benefit's being swiped away towards the end of the year. So you just want to keep that in mind. It may be a reason to not start taking your benefit till a little later when you back down to part-time work or something like that.
Quick FYI, because sometimes when we say to everyone, we say, hey, you're going to get dinged, or they're going to, you know, for $2 over, they take $1 Social Security away. Some people will go, they're penalizing me? They're taking away my money? Like, what is all of that about? And actually, no. They're actually reapplying that money to your full Social Security benefit age. So that, because if you know, once you get to full Social Security retirement age, you can earn $1 million a year and it has no impact on your Social Security. It's just between that window of 62 and full. And so it's not actually considered a penalty. It's not actually considered a like removal. It's more of a, okay, if you're going to do that, we're going to take it away today and put it into the full retirement age.
But everybody internalizes it.
That's
as
right.
A penalty. Let's be quite honest.
That's right.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Find them online, klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. One more time, that's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. Take more of your calls as well. We'll talk about spousal benefits. We'll also have another important website aside from klossfinancial.com. That you need to know about. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. It is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Don't forget Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com, telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hanging out with Malia and CJ this morning, talking about Social Security, some of the things you need to know about. The other big question with Social Security involves spousal and spouse's benefits. What do we need to know there, and something we need to be, what are some of the things we need to be aware of when it comes to benefits for your spouse?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about this on the show, and I think the listeners are starting to get used to hearing this, but the reminder is that you are entitled to all of your benefit or half of your spouse's, whichever is greater. However, it's a little more complicated of a formula than that, because it's based upon your spouse's full retirement age benefit, which they call the FRA. And furthermore, if you're younger and your spouse has to be full retirement age and has to be drawing for you to be eligible to do that. Also, you have to, if you're younger than your spouse, then there's going to be an age reduction factor. So there's actually quite a bit of a long formula to come up with how much that is. But the key here is to know that it's not necessarily just your record that you get to draw off of. You could also have some sort of benefit off of your spouse's record, depending upon your age and whether they're drawing, so on and so forth. Another fun little fact is to know that most people have heard us say, hey, 62 is the earliest you can draw Social Security, 66 to 67 is full retirement age, and then 70 is when DRCs end. Well, there's one other number that's somewhat important relative to Social Security, and it's actually age 60. This is one we don't talk much about, and it's when widow's benefits could begin for a widow of somebody who would have been eligible to draw off their own record. So again, let's just take man dies, wife is left to her own devices. When can she draw off of her spouse's benefit? Well, widow's benefits begin at age 60.
Oh. Would that be the same if they were, would he have to have been older, biologically older, or when she turns 60, that's what matters? Or does his age matter?
You know, that's a great question.
Okay.
I don't know. See, wait, callers are supposed to stump me, not you, Sean.
Sorry about that. I was just curious. What was that? Okay, so, but
that's a great
for
question.
Widow's benefits, they do start at age 60.
Yeah,
for
the surviving spouse, once they reach age 60, I will say, since I don't know the answer to this, they can be eligible for widow's benefits, but I would be curious to know what the deceased spouse's age has to do with it.
Let me just interject something too. And you know, when we're saying everything relative to age 60, 66 or age 70, and we're saying a widow could start collecting as early as 60. For CG and I, both have experienced widows becoming widowed at age 55 or 52. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, age 60 seems like a forever wait.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to say everybody needs life insurance and everything like that, but you do need to look at your own situation, because that could be a very long wait, especially if that spouse was working in the home only. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your overall financial plan.
Real quick, too, let's talk about the exes. Do they play into this at all? The ex-partner?
How many exes do you have? No.
You seem really curious about this, Sean.
Yes.
Exes, yeah. So, yes, if you were married for at least 10 years... and your ex-spouse is still alive, then you could be entitled to drawing off of their benefit as well. Again, depending upon their age, depending upon your age, depending upon whether they're drawing or not, right? There's a lot of things that are kind of weird with that. But again, the good thing to know, here's what I'd say. You don't need to know all things about this. You just need to know, if you were previously married for 10 years and that previous person that you were married to earned a significant wage while you did maybe not for a period of your life, then I would say if you're getting close to that Social Security age, you need to call up Social Security Administration and figure out how that's going to interact with your benefit. Right.
Let's talk real quick before we do the Klaus Quiz question of the week about the website as well for Social Security. I think the first show we did together, this came up, and that day I got on that website, and it is a wealth of information. Let's talk a little bit about SSA.gov.
Yeah, so everybody should set up an account on that. It is a secure website. The government has set up for Social Security, so www.ssa.gov. And this is where you set up your account. You can see what your future benefit looks like. Mm-hmm. They don't always necessarily send out the little green and white statements anymore. It's kind of a hit and miss on that these days. But just check and see where you're at, what your benefits are looking like. Now, all these items we've been discussing about Social Security, about if you were married before, et cetera, those items do not pop up when you go onto that website. As CJ said, you need to actually make a call, make an appointment, speak to a specialist, and bring these subjects up to them, because they do not come to you and just magically say, yeah, we see you were married for 10 years before, and now we're going to increase your benefit. Mm-hmm. You really do need to bring it to their attention.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. The website Malia just mentioned, www.ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov. By the way, you mentioned klossfinancial.com. When you get there, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Great bit of information, comes once a week, gives you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. A great, great tool, great resource. Just get to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works just like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age can a widow or widower begin to draw Social Security benefits? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.
1310 WIBA, let's get a check with Mr. Dan Connery. Dan, what's coming up on the show today?
Good morning, Sean Preble. Good to be with you. Happy Thursday, I believe it is. Ooh. I've lost count. Who knows? Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Sean Preble, people are afraid.